right, here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine on Monday, the 4th of March, 2024. Siemens Mobility has announced a groundbreaking £100 million of investment in a state-of-the-art rail infrastructure, manufacturing, digital engineering and research development facility in Chippenham. The investment underscores the company's dedication to innovation, sustainability and excellence, aligning with their To Build in Britain with Britain Built In campaign. The new facility, replacing the existing factory in 2026, will be a cornerstone for Siemens' future plans in rail technology. It will serve as a hub for building the next generation of conventional and digital rail signalling and control systems. The transition, including the transfer of all 800 local staff, will be seamless with no disruptions to production. Ahead of this week's International Women's Day, Network Rail has hosted a myth-busting event on women in rail. The event highlighted that the rail industry is for everyone and highlighted the various routes which can be taken, including STEM-based subjects, apprenticeships and graduate scheme opportunities. As part of the event, Year 10 and 12 students took part in a group activity that tasked them to build a bridge in the face of real-life challenges like budget limitations, supply chain issues and environmental problems. Network Rail hosted the event in York and wants to expand the Mythbuster events out into more regions. And HS2 has confirmed that the equivalent of 101,000 HGV movements have been taken off the roads. That's thanks to a small railhead. The Quainton Construction Hub has supported this with more than 1 million tonnes of material being moved by trains, bringing the total amount taken by HS2 to 2 million tonnes. Over the course of the next 2 years, the project is expected to see a further 1,400 trains delivering around 3 million tonnes. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.